Okay, Bosnia Photoshop. Sonia, as we were saying before, for a while around the table there were seven people, and reminded me of the parasha, right? The seven good cows, right? Now I'm talking about what's on the plates. I'm not, but then now there, and then there were eight, right? But Lema says something very interesting about the seven good cows. Right? But Tirena Ba'ahu, they were grazing together. It doesn't say that by the seven bad cows. And now by the Sheva Shibolim that were good, Olos Bekona Echad. They all had the same stem, right? Which imagine what that looked like. Seven Shibolim, one stem. What does that look like?
Menorah.
Whoa, Sivak.
Nobody's on his team tonight.
Right? Right, so you know, and it doesn't say that by the seven bad ones. They weren't b'kona echad. So in the good, there's the seven, which we know is the seven major kochos of the cosmos. But there's something in addition. There's the achdus, and that's what the eighth is. The eighth, we say, is l'mala min ateva. It's the kesher elyon that holds it all together. Right, right, and the.
Morty was the
Morty.
Yeah.
Right. No, but here, so now in the menorah, that's l'mal menateva, right? And that's, you know, and you know, l'mal menateva, which is what the Torah is relative to chokhmas chitzonius, which describe the teva, right? As I say, I mean, I go with the science. I'm going with the science, whatever. You know, once upon a time that meant something, right? But you know, the seven chokhmas describe the teva, and then there's the. You know, the achdus between them, which you can't see in the branches, and that's the Torah, istako baraiso bar alma, that's the shorosh elyon from which everything comes. You know, you get to the Torah, you get to the primius, right, you get to the achdus, and that's what it says, you know, by the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, miksha achas, it was miksha teaseh, it was made out of a solid piece of gold. All the seven branches were all made from a solid piece of gold. So it's interesting, Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu was niskashe, you know, b'maisa menorah. He found it difficult until, you know, Bezalel miraculously made it after he tried, and without getting into all the amkus of the different shitas in the Medrash of how the menorah ultimately got made and how that represents our different relationships with the Torah. But the point is like this, the menorah being difficult is alluded to in the word miksha, that it was all made out of a solid piece of gold, right? Because the Torah, reaches the things that are kosher on the human intelligence. The human intelligence can't reconcile yediyah and bechira, right? Ishtadlus and bitochen, you know, tzaddik v'ralo, right? And that's what the achdus of Nor represents, that all these things that we see as separate branches that will never meet, it's all miksha achas, and that miksha achas is kosher on the human intelligence, right? Human, the physical intelligence is not soivel, right? And the human intelligence is what, you know, Yevonim, you know, as a nation, supposedly at the time, were the most developed in, right? But and this is where it falls short. You know, they're just in branches, they're not in Shirish, right? And the end of Hanukkah, generally speaking, is that the aura of the Shoresh shines through the branches, and we'll talk about this in a slightly different vein in just a minute, right? But the aura of the Shoresh shines through, and that's why Hanukkah's 8 days. The 8th day is connected to the Shoresh per se, right? That's why it's called Zos Hanukkah, that, you know, the laning is how all the Karbanos Vosim are added up to one Achdus. That's the laning, and there's a mitzvah to do during the Yom, and that's to take all the Psilas of all the 8 days and burn them together. Right, so it's, you know, the 8th day of Hanukkah is not, it's not seven and yet another. You know, the 8th day is connected that the Achdus comes out, the Achdus per se. And that's the end of Ora Hanukkah, is that the Or of the Shoresh Elyon shines through the branches, shines in the branches, right? Which they don't have. They see the branches, but they don't see the Shoresh, right? And that's the mila of Torah over all the other chokhmas chitzonias. It's one of its many milas, right? Is that it is, you know, truly the one chokhmah that's koilo everything. Torah Shem Tamima, it's not missing anything right? All the things that branch out to the extent that the human mind can't be soivo, how they're not a contradiction. The Torah's koilo, all these things. It's all nichlal in the emes of the Torah. Right? So that's the achdus that there is over there. And so over here, come here, you know, the achdus that is between the good and the good. By the bad, it says, yispordu kol polei oven. Evildoers, knesia shi shem shemaim sofel iskayim. A convergence, that's the shem shemaim, it will endure. So knesia shem shemaim ain't sofel iskayim. Right? The shem shemaim, which is the or ha-tayra, right? The or of malchus shemaim, which is called zeus, right? Zeus is the midah of shechina, kaidua malchus, right? That shines out, right? That's the or of the invisible essence. So zeus is the word for essence. You know, what is the essence? No one knows. Physically, you know what something looks like. You know its properties. What is the thing in itself? It's a mystery. The thing in and of itself is the Divrei Torah that's connected to that thing. That's the thing itself. You know, the Divrei Torah from which that thing comes from. That's the Zeus. That's the thing itself. Right? I want to thank Donnie for, having this night of Achdus, the seven that leads into eight, but it's not really eight. It's seven and Achdus. Right, which one of you is the Achdus? You'll fight it out, right?
No, you want to know. Right?
You fight it out, right?
No,
you want to
know.
Achdus, right?
No, it's a good challenge. He was seven. Right. He went out and walked in.
It's the whole point. The Achdus is evasive. It's invisible.
Oh. Right? So it could be me, you're saying. Right. It could even be me.
Well, let's not. Let's stay connected to reality.
Right. Right. No, and the poskim have already agreed, right, that there is no sudas mitzvah on Chanukah, alts Chanukah, but that but it's already admitted. So the harbos ksas Ramo brings, and the poskim say, come and say divrei Torah, because the pshat is an amazing thing, right? A sudas mitzvah, is a mitzvah because the circumstances around it, make it a mitzvah. Right, but they say you make it a mitzvah. You make it by saying divrei Torah. It's our job to bring out the or hamaached. When you bring out that or hamaached, that's the achdus, and that's what happens. Later in the Torah, later in this week's parsha. So first, the achdus is alluded to in the good, and then when Yosef's brothers come, v'hachein tzvoach v'hachein, right? Put out good meat, and that's the right. Yeah, but it's done, b'kavona tchila, not because there's a chiv and therefore you do it. You do it and you bring out the or that makes it a mitzvah. And when we raise the level at the table here, we'll be zocha to that. And we'll try to do that right now. But it's also alluded to also in the mitzvah of ner Chanukah. It's ner ish ubesoy, right? That even though you could be mahader, but the ikar mitzvah is one candle for everyone. Now it says ish, right? Ish, and I see over here no one's drinking except for me, right? And whatever, and I don't know what you plan to, what you're...
Whatever.
Right?
No one was drinking.
There's no amount of alcohol that makes you an ish.
Right?
No one except me.
Having just one person drink, that's not making achdus. It says, vayishtu vayishtaru imo, by that same suit that he made. To make achdus with his brothers, vayishtu vayishkaru imo, right? I don't know. What are you guys trying to gain? They found a new mayor for South Bend already. Drink.
That's really good. I'm gonna say that from now on. What are you, the mayor of South Bend?
Anyway.
Afterwards.
Alright,
let's record. I'll tell you that.
Alone kids.
All right, so Rosh Hashanah should be, we should stay, ba'achdus, but the real, the ora achdus of the achdus of Torah, the miksha of the menorah, right, the real shorish elyon that's makasher everything, All right, and that, you know, so I want to bring this more into the vein of the human experience. I've heard a lot of talk tonight saying about Zaydin biad oskei sarasecha, right? Seems to be, yeah. Which indeed, you know, that line of the Alanisim requires some explanation. How is it different than Rishoyim biad tzadikim that we mentioned right before? Rishoyim, tzadikim. You know, so what, now, you know, what have you come and what have you added by saying Zaydin biad oskei sarasecha? That's not nichlal already in Rishoyim biad chad tzadikim. Right? So there's the term Zaydin, right? Right? You know, it has a more general meaning than people in Woodmere. It's bigger than that. Right?
Oh!
Right?
Ooh!
Right?
Right.
If you need
a knife.
Right. Right.
Right. I know, it wasn't you. It's referring to something.
Now we just know.
Rebbe is given a loan, life for the next month. He can move off of his moment. Right.
Wow. Right. Oh. He didn't say Cedars, by the way.
Oh my gosh. How do you feel re-energized?
I feel great. Thank you for coming back. Well,
sure. No, I was referring to something earlier in the evening before your arrival.
Okay. Okay.
Now, you know, the term is, you know, Zad is Miloshin Mezid. Ki yozid ishareu lahargo ba'arma. You know, it focuses on intent, right? Where you're actively thinking. Right? You know, and it's interesting, there's a Maral that, you know, points out, you know, Gemara in the Sanhedrin by the Sugi of Ben Saramora, but, you know, that, points out that he has to be called an Ish, and, you know, and Ki Yozid Ish, you know, that already, you know, the Klei Azera are cooking, cooking, you know, and the Maral says thinking, you know, the Koch of Machshava. It's called, you know, to cook, because you develop an idea, you refine it, you know, and you know, that's, you know, it's you understand, you know, Tam e Torah, like Tam, Kishulchan Aruch Muchan Lecho, right? So that's as it says, Vayozid Yaakov Nazid, right? You know, what does that have to do with, you know, being amazed? You know, so the Maral says that, you know, it's the process of thought is also called to cook, because that's to develop and to refine and to bring out Tom, like my time and also Tom, right? You know, it's Zaydin goes on machshava, right? And that's very interesting that, you know, a Russia, right? You know, doesn't have to necessarily be a mazed in the full sense, you know, because a person is called a Russia if he can't be mizgaber over his taiva, right? You know, it's As long as he still was aware that it's usur, right? So he's still technically amazed, even though that's not really what he wants to do, right? You know, everyone knows the famous Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, right? That, you know, a kofer sach yomer rotzani, but he says he doesn't want. Okay, deep down he does want. Just the Yetzer is kofer, and we, you know. And Chazal have already said a klal, tzadikim libam b'rshusam, rishoyim b'rshus libam. A person who has no self-control, Russia, you know, no self-control is also called a Russia, right? So why is it called a Russia? No self-control, because he brought himself into that state, you know, and that's different from someone who's, you know, a zod, you know, a real mazer, that, you know, it's not that he can't control himself, he's aware that it's also, but he can't control, but this is, you know, there is intent. There's, he invests real machshava into it, right? You know, and that's why the converse is, you know, of the Zaydin is not, you know, tzadikim. That's Rishayim versus tzadikim.
Zaydin is worse than Rishayim.
Zaydin is worse than Rishayim. There is active intent. So it's a shita. It's not that he's not, you know, he knows it's wrong, but he can't control it. No, right. It's a shita. It's planned out. It is, right. So the hepech of that is not a tzaddik. That is oske sarasecha, right? So, you know, so that should ring a bell. That's the bracha that we make, you know, on, you know, in the morning, you know, lasok b'divrei Torah, right? why not lumotar? What's, you know, lasok, right? You know, lasok, right? You know, so asok is something that you're engaged in, right? Your mind is, you know, totally occupied in it, right? And that's, you know, a whole nother level of Torah, right? Is that, you know, your whole, you know, it's not like you understand the directive what to do, right? It takes up your whole mind, right? You know, and that's what we say after Azazel, Rav Na Hashem, okay, it's Divrei Torascha Befinu, right? It should be sweet, should be delicious. That means you should be totally engaged, right? Totally asuk, right? Your mind is totally there. Right, your mind is totally there. Right, you know, it's interesting, and you know, we go right into it and say Vaharivna, right? It should be delicious. You know, what's, you know, so of course, you know, if it's delicious, of course it's easier to be connected. But it's an interesting idea in halacha. There's something called misasik, right? You know, but misasik means that actually your mind was preoccupied on something else, like you thought that this is talush, but really it's connected. And you lift it up on Shabbos. That's misasik, right? Right, yeah, so you know, your mind was totally not there. That's even less than shogeg. That's less than, you're potter from a korban chatas. That's less than shogeg. Shogeg, you know what you're doing, right? Here, you know, you were totally unaware, right? That's called misasik, you know, your mind was elsewhere, right? You did not, you were totally unaware. So Gemara says, you know, halacha, you know, there's no such thing as misasik b'chalovim va'arayos. Shekein nene, right? There's no such thing as Messiah. You're with the wrong woman. You didn't realize it's not your wife, right? Or you're eating chalev. There's not, because shekein nene. It's not shaykh that you didn't have your mind on it, right? Because you're enjoying it, right? Right. And that's what Davio said. Last of the varavno should be delicious. Should be shekein nene. There should never be any hesach hadas. Because if you're enjoying it, yeah. Your mind and heart is there if you're enjoying it, right? It's, you know, it's impossible to have misasik in a negative sense that your head is elsewhere totally, right? So it's lasu tivei Torah, that should be there, right? Totally engaged, right? And this goes back to, you know, that the kayadur, the ora Torah, right, is keneged the or of Torah shebaal peh, which is the Torah that's in the people, as opposed to the Torah that's in books. And we know, you know, Hanukkah is a yom tov of Torah shebaal peh. There's no Megillas Antiochus, that's Kisvei HaKodesh, right? You know, the whole thing, you know, Esther was Sofa Nisim Shinit Nuli Kosev, right? This is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the Or of Torah. It's contained in the people. It's not in the books. It's in the people. And that's what the Or Menor represents. Now, it's an amazing thing. So the Or Menor was Miksha, right? That means even the secrets, the big, you know, you know, is it the pshat that, you know, okay, human intelligence is limited, Torah is infinite, so the Torah that's in our heads is sheker. It's something, you know, based on, you know, it has a little taste, you know, like, or, you know, it's mamish, that or ain't sof, is still in our minds, even if it, you know, what we have inside of our head is a little bit, you know, runs ahead of, way ahead of, you know, what our minds could be typhus, but it's there. It's the same or, right? So in Parshas Balosha, there's a slew of midrashim about Adri. It's amazing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the makor of or, and he still tells us to light the menorah for him. And then you have to ask, you know, what's the midrash b'chlal amazed by? Adri Baruch Hu also created all the cows, and yet we give him korbanos. And he cast it by any mitzvah. He refers to, doesn't need anything. And he created, and yet we do it for him. No. The kasha was from, you know, dafka, the or ha-menor that represents the Ribbono Shel Olam's or. And that's what it means. The or is his, right? The or is his. That, you know, our lighting the menorah is that his or is by us. That's the pella. So amongst the many midrashim that the Midrash brings is the following mashal. There was a pikeach and a suma, a sighted man and a blind man, and they're walking together. And the sighted man leads the blind man everywhere. And then they get into, you know, home. He brings the blind man home. And, you know, the pikeach says, you know, are you home? You feel your table? Hadlik liyasaner. I want you to light a candle for me. And Rosh says, "You're my eyes, you know." You make you a joke. It's like, I should make light for you. You're my eyes. Shelo tachzik li tova. I don't want you to feel indebted to me. Right? So also, of course, it was called the Pikeach. And Amishel is called the Suma. And Rosh says, yo, I want you to make light for me. So now take a look at the omek of the Medrash, you know, the Mashal given, right? The blind man who can't see the light is still producing light that the sighted man could see and appreciate. Right? That means an amazing thing, that when we learn Torah, or Mechadish Chidushei Torah, you know, it's much bigger than what we realize. You know, we're the blind man. We're producing light that even we can't see. You know, we just, you know, the amount that we're conscious of is just, the chitzonius of the chitzonius of the chitzonius, but it's the same orb that the sighted man is getting hanah from, right? That's the unbelievable, you know, inyan of Torah Sheba'al Peh. It's the Ribono Shel Olam's light in our kelim, right? So I'm gonna ask Akash, you probably never heard this one before, right? Why is Chanukah 8 days? One day wasn't a nes. Right?
Right.
Yeah, there you go. Right? So I'm going to tell you a new mahalach in this.
Right?
First. What? Right? Right? But the human mind, right? The human mind, you know, is it the etzem of thought? Is the human mind the etzem of thought, or is it a kli for thought? And I'm not just talking about, you know, the neurons. I'm talking about even, you know, the way of thinking, logic. Is logic the etzem of thought, or is logic a kli to hold thought? You want to think about it for a second? What? You just guessed, right?
What Miriam say?
What?
What Miriam says?
If it's something that Hashem gave us, he gave us these kalim.
Right.
So it can't be the Atzim. They can't be the
Atzim. Well, right. At the same time, we know that we have a chemical coming up, and that is our mind, our ability to think, that sentient part of us is the chemical coming up.
I'll tell you about thinking, like logic, like 1 + 1 equals 2.
Always in the middle.
You're sticking with office.
I want to be number 8.
No.
Too late.
Right.
He started talking about thought, and he's like, "Well, there's nothing I can contribute."
I don't
know.
I don't understand the question.
What? You don't understand the question, sir?
No. I don't know the answer. I don't know what I think the answer is. I don't know.
No. I'm not talking about the neurons. How the neurons are right. Clear. I think about that's a thing. You know, logic, like the whole is the sum of the parts. Is that the etzem of machshava?
At the same time, logic is based on the rules of this world, and we can't imagine something that it goes against the nature of this world. So it can't be the etzem of thought. It can't be the etzem of reason. It's a kli that holds it. You'd have to say it's a kli that holds it, because meaning like the old, you know, notion of imagining a square circle, that kind of thing,
right?
We can't be toifis that, because it's not something that works within the boundaries of our existence of this physical world.
So am I not Kamina?
It's gonna tie into the basis of Kasha, I imagine.
Right. So the
logical.
Yeah. No, the Yevonim, they thought that logic is the etzem of machshava, and it's the etzem of reality, and therefore
be all and end all,
right? And therefore they think that, you know, what is logical is mukhrach. It must be. It must be, you know. Right. Yeah. Yeah, when science was science, right?
Follow the science.
Right. And therefore they didn't believe in Nisim. They believe, you know, what seemed logical seemed mukhrach, right? Right. So if that's the way I think, then that must be the way it is, right? You know, the machshava in the head is the etzem, right? Is the etzem adover, right? That was their whole position, and that's why they're makhish nisim. or makhish ashgacha pratis, or makhish a lot of things, because they thought, logic is, it is reality. Logic is not a kli, right? It's not a tool to work with. It is the etzem of thought, which is, the etzem dika description of reality, right? So now, interesting enough, already the Torah's merames, Hanukkah's ushered in by all this, the whole, story of Mechiras Yosef, says that when Yosef was approaching, Vayisnaklu oso lahamiso. Vayisnaklu, they plotted. So there's from non-art school publications. To point out that, the Sforim HaKadoshim might point out that the the root word is kli, right? I'm going to say it's bedafka because Alon is outside, right? And no one's allowed to tell him this vort, right? Oh. Just to make him feel really bad. But it's something that Nebuchadnezzar would enjoy. We have very little from Nassim Adler, right? We have very, very little, because he held that's also the right to Chidushei Torah, if you remember why she write. But I once saw, a very, very thin contrast of Likutim stuff in the name of Nassim Adler. And this obviously made a very big impression on the issue of lo yechli gever al isha, lo yobash gever simlas isha. All right, so we're talking about the issue, she can't wear his, he can't carry his weapons and he can't wear a dress, right? So he's a zok there, interesting, so it's state in Ari, he brings, that if a person, a Nebuch, thinks about women all day, he comes back as a Gilgal as a woman. Right, it's one of the owners. You have your mind on a woman all day? Yes.
Wow.
It's not too late. Yes.
From the Arizal.
From the Arizal. Wow. You think about women all day, your next girl will come back as a woman, right? So he says, no, based with this Ari, he wants to say, lo yechli lashim machshava, kli. Lo yechli gever al isha, let the machshava man not be on a woman, velo yobash gever, and then that man won't be wearing a dress in his next girl. Right?
Wow.
Right?
His life has changed.
I bet she's going to get engaged soon.
Right?
It's humongous.
Yeah, anyway.
He actually said, quote, do not tell you.
You walk out, there are consequences.
Named you a lot.
Right?
You heard it off of the top.
You know what it is? It's like, when people from Windmere show up, they're coming bad influence on me.
Yes, sir.
I wonder why he's saying Bart while he's outside.
Yeah. Right. So, Right. Of Chasdei Kreskes in his Sefer Or Hashem in the Hatzah asked the question, the Rambam, counts Anochi Hashem Elokecha as a mitzvah to believe in God, right? The Bahag didn't count it as a mitzvah, it's a mitzias, you believe or you don't believe, and he asked on the Rambam, how could it be a tzivui to think a certain way? The answer is, the Rambam already wrote in the Shmona Prokim, in the second parak, there's Bechira in the Sichli. You're not muchrach to think the way you think. It's not muchrach. You decide the way you think. Lamar said at the end of the day, when you accept something as MS or you reject something as sheker, that was a choice. Because with all the arguments in the world, if you like the idea, you'll accept it as MS. Yeah. And and the same thing goes if you just, no matter how many proofs I bring you, if you don't want to believe, you'll reject, right? Machshav is not muchrach. It's a kli. It's a kli. And it goes on logic also. It's a tool to measure up the world that we're meant to use, when it comes, to derech hateva, if I have to, measure, the proper gvul of hishtadlus or how to do something. But it's only a kli. It's only a kli. It's not the etzem. Right? Right? So now, it's a kli for what? It's a kli for the or. Right? Right, it's a kli for the or. And I kayadua, again, in non-art scroll material, right? So you talk about the, you know, the Or and the Kalim, right? Extensively, right? You know, the the Ruchnius is called Or, and the Gash is called the Kli, and that's the great Jewish challenge to put the Or in Kli, right? You know, the Kli should be a way to grab onto the Or and bring the Or, you know, to where it isn't, and that's what the Kli is moisif, a new application to the Or, because you know the Or used to be there, but you know you put in the Kli, so you expanded the Or to a new area, right? And that's what a Ner is, right? Shraga b'tiara mayahanya. You don't need a candle by day, right? What does it help? It's already light. It's already light. You need a candle at night to dispel the darkness. This Kli captures Or and could bring the Or to the Choshech and light it up, right? Right, but, you know, the Yevonim, you know, and Kayadua, when the Kli is gover on the Or, right, so, you know, so when the Kli is gover there, it's Choshech, right? It obscures the Or, right? And ultimately, it's not good for the Kli. Because when the Kli totally obscures you, the Or can't be there, then there's Shvira Sakelim, Kayadua. Right? You know, but initially, you know, before you do reach, before the point of no return, where there's a Shvira, which is generally too late by then, initially the Kli wants to be Goyver over the Or. Right?
So I said the question.
Yeah.
You see, you're in Mitzvah, the Torah Or.
Right.
And Mitzvah is the Kli, and Torah is the emanating.
Right. Because the Mitzvah refers to Torah Shebaal Peh. And the Goyin says it's on that passage. Ner mitzvah is Torah Shebaal Peh, and Torah Or is Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav, God wrote it already. There's nothing for me to add. And that's the Indian. You learn Torah Shebichsav by day and Torah Shebaal Peh by night. And so Kisvei Ari, you know, no, yeah, it's, right?
Yeah, it's
you know.
It's only for Tzardin?
That's it. The Ner. Right, and that's what mitzvah is also. It's connected to the Or of Torah Shebaal Peh, right? But that's what mitzvahs are also, that the guf, which is a kli for the neshama, does the mitzvahs, right? The neshama can't do a mitzvah without the guf. So when the neshama comes down to earth to do the mitzvahs, you put the Or in kalim, and it puts in the kalim of the guf, and the guf becomes immortal, right? And zochet olam haba, and it puts Or into olam hazeh, and olam hazeh begins to, you know, evolve, for lack of a better word, and become Olam Haba. It's to put the Or in Kalim. That's you know, that's what mitzvahs are. And that's what the Torah Shebaal Peh is. And halacha is not, halacha is not determined by what's written in the Chumash. There's not a single mitzvah that you could do, kehilchasa, based on the information in Chumash, not even bris milah, doesn't say where to cut. Right? You know, halacha is alpi the Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? You know, that's what puts the Or, that's the Or that goes into Kalim. That's the mitzvahs, and that's why it's called Ner Mitzvah Taka, right? And that's what the Rambam writes at the very beginning of his Hakdama, right? Look at the Torah v'Mitzvah, Torah z'Torsav, v'Hamitzvah zu Torah Shebaal Peh, zu Pirusha, v'Netztavinu la'asos es ha-Torah al pi ha-Mitzvah. Right? The Ikar of, you know, the Torah should be al pi the Mitzvah, which is the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Pirush, right? So the mitzvah is connected, you know. You know, and that's what mitzvahs are also. The only mitzvah is to put the Or of Torah in the kalim of the guf and of Olam Hazeh. That's why we got the Torah and the Malachim didn't. If they would get the Torah, it would stay in heaven. And that's what they said when they conceded Hashem, when they conceded to Moshe Rabbeinu, when he won the debate, Hashem Adonenu Moadir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. B'chol Ha'aretz, you know. It stays by us, it's Hashem Tznohu T'chal HaShemayim. Hashem Adonenu Moadir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. That's what I said. Look, Chasis Hashem Gadol VeKadosh BeOlamecha. It's Ma'adir Shimcha B'chol Arts. The Shem, which is the Torah, right? Which is the essence, right? Is Nizgala. You know, it comes down into the Kalim of the Guf. It comes down into the Kalim of the Metzias, right? And that's, you know, what the that's what the Indian of a Beis Hamikdash is. It's a Kli to hold the Or, right? Most pronounced by the Menorah. Right, all the Kalim, you know, so you have to ask a question, you know, Chanukah Samizbeach. Chanukah Samizbeach, right? They were renovating the Mizbeach during the days of Chanukah. Avne Mizbeach Sheshiksum Anshe Yavan, but we make a big deal out of the menorah, right? Well, of course, we don't have a Mizbeach Bizman Hazeh, right? You know, but the main point was, you know, it says, you know, V'timu Koshmanim Uminosar Kankanim, Nasa Nes La Shoshanim, B'nei Bina. Kaidua Bina is the Or of Torah, and the lower meters are called Bnei Bina, the Kalim, right? The 7 meters, the branches, are the Bnei Bina. Right, but they, now it's recognized that they're Bnei Bina. But the point I want to make is Vitimu Kol Shmanim. They were talking about the whole Heichal. Vitimu Kol Shmanim. Because Shemin is Keneged Chochma. The Gemara says that the Bnei Tekol were very smart because they were Gilim B'Shemin Zayas. And that's where they brought the, you know, the ore of the menorah from Tekol, which was 8 days away. It took 4 days there, 4 days, you know, 8 day trip to go there and come back. That's why they needed to light for 8 days, because by the end of 8 days, they had new Shemin from Tekol, right? So Shemin is Keneged Chochma. V'timu Kol Ashmanim, right? And the tumma that they put in the shmanim, right, is, you know, is this mistake, right? You know, thinking, logic, is that etzim machshava or just a kli to hold the real machshava of Torah? We're supposed to use logic in our lungs. We have to realize that Torah is even above that, right? How much bigger is Torah? We're blind to it. We're the Summa. They can't even see the full extent of the ore that he's handling. But we're handling ore that the Pikeach, if you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Nene from and gets Nachas Ruach from. We're handling that. We have that in our Kalim. They went with the Kli, and when the Kli is Goyver over the ore, there's Choshech, and that's what Chazal say, Choshech Zuyavan. Because when the Kli is Goyver on the ore, right? So, then there's Choshech. Right, because the Kli obscures the ore. Right, they got totally, hyped over the Kalim that they developed. You know, when they're just a tool, to hold a higher ore. So it's a Vinoser Kankanim. Kankan is a Kli, right? Because I'll say Al Tistako Bakankan El B'Mashav Betocho. Right, don't get hung up with the Kan, because you can have a Yoshen Shafilu Chodesh Embo, right? Don't look at the kankan, right? Now, so kankan, so as we said before, Kli itself is Lashon Machshava. But what does it say? The Gemara says in Eruvin, there was a Talmud in Yavek be mitayr the sheretz bekuf nun tamin. Right? You give 150 reasons to show that a sheretz is tahor, which is against the Torah. They can prove to you. Now, of course, if you could say 150 shkarim, you could at least say, 150 tamim of why a sheret should yeah be tamim. That's kankan, right? And you could say 150 lies, So koshke, you could say 150 truths, right? But the whole thing is just called kankan. Kankan, right? But uminosar kankanim doesn't just mean that this was the one left over, but noisar miloshim mosar, extra. Mosar, not just what overflows. Me nosar kankanim nasa nesla shoshanim, right? This kankan, and that's how we get back to the Beis Yosef's kasha. It's nes pach hashemen. This kankan that its dimensions was only gashmius, the connection can only hold shemen for one night. They poured from it for 8 days. This kankan was bigger on the inside than on the outside. And that's why all 8 days are a nes. Because it had eight times the volume, perpetually. It was a nes, and that's meduit, nes pach ha-shemen, right? And that was the whole thing, the godless of Torah Sheba'al Peh, right? The godless of Torah Sheba'al Peh, that we have a pach shemen that seemingly could only hold finite information. An infinite or neser kankanim is inside this kli. Like that pach shemen miraculously held 8 days worth of oil, even though its dimensions were only one. It was perpetually a nace. It held that pach shemen all 8 days, held much more than its physical dimensions. They kept on pouring out of it. Right, and that's the or of Torah Sheba'al Peh, that's in the kalim of our moach. Right? And that's what's alluded to in the Etzem Metzius of Ner. Ki Ner mitzvah v'Torah or, right? But it also says, Ner Hashem nishmas Adam. And the Darshi Rishum, again, non-art school books have said, right, that nefesh, right, is, ner psila shemen, right? And in these non-art school publications that the, that kind of is without getting into this minor details, but generally speaking, in the big bits, there's nefesh, ruach, neshama, and guf, right? The fire is connected to the neshama. which is connected the Or Torah, right? And that's what, and that's connected to the Neshama. That's what the pasuk says, Unishmas Shakai Tivinein. You get Havana, right? You know, from the Neshama. You don't really learn Torah with your mind. You learn Torah with your Neshama. You know, we can understand Torah Eloki because we have a Neshama, right? But, you know, that you know, what keeps it connected? There's the Psila, which runs from the flame all the way down to the bottom of the glass. That's connected the Ruach. That bridges, you know, between the neshama and the nefesh, which is in the guf, and that's the shemen. You know, the nefesh fills the guf; it's called shiduv gufa, and that's the shemen that fills the kli, and the ner per se is the kli, right? And that's the guf, right? And that's the simcha, you know, that whatever is good about whatever they've done. Whatever culture they have, whatever science, when there was science, right? You know, right? Whatever, you know, them, you know, and all their vaccines, right?
Oh.
Right? Whatever is good, you know, that thing they call Mada, right? You know, Mada, you know, there you go, right? Whatever. Except that it's not a partnership. It's not a synthesis. It's not, right? You know, whatever is good about it, whatever is true about it, which a lot of it, you know, isn't, right? Sometimes, you know, the narrative, which, you know, also it's an interesting point. Hesber, when you explain something, you know, that's just a narrative. You know, there's a thing that you're trying to explain. There's the explanation. The Hesber is a kli, you know, so we say Hesberim, what's Chazoka, you know, what's Migu, you know, but all those Hesberim are just a kli, you know, and it's not, you know, and it's not, you know, so well, why did it take, you know, the Rosh Yeshiva to say it was Neymar's Koach HaTayna? Why didn't the Rishonim already say this black and white? Because the Hesber is just a kli, and every door has its own kalim, you know, and the Rishonim didn't need these types of terms, because they didn't think with these types of terms, right? So the Hesber is just a kli, and every door has its own kalim, as its own, there's the seichel of the door, but it's just a kli. But what's common, every door has its own kalim, right? And that's what differentiates one door from another, but it's all the same or. All the same or in kalim mikalim shonim, right? In kalim mikalim shonim. And that just shows the godless that of the or that could fit into this kli. It could miraculously fit in this kli, miraculously fit into a different kli, and every door puts up different kalim, but it's all the same or hatera that we got at saying. It's all the same infinite or, just sitting. Every door gives it new kalim, you know, to be mamshechit to gashmias and to be misalik to choshech, right? You know, of the left, right? The misalik, you know, the woke, you know, in every door we chip away at it. You know, you give new kalim for it to fill, to be misalik, you know. To be misalik, you know, the choshech that's there, right? You know, and whatever, you know, whatever's emes about it will be a kli for the or, and whatever sheker about it, the or is deicha, right? All right, and that's what we want to wait. So we have to work for the, to the gilui of or on the shama, the gilui of or tera, and to just to put in my own two cents. And that's what, you know, keneged der zaydim, that they make a shita, you know. Yeah, a thought-out shita, a plan, diabolical plan, right? Connected as oske sarasecha, but it's oske sarasecha. You know, is that our esek haTorah is that to use our whole machshav to be osuk for sarasecha, right? To be mamid kalim to hold the Or haTorah, and that's how we'll win. And of course we've got nowhere else to go except the yeshivas, but we do have to work on that. You know, that to understand that. The Reb Chaim, the Reb Shimon, that's a kli, right? And it's a kli to hold Or Torah, right? And if for some reason, you know, just like, you know, the Lomdus arose 100 years ago, because it shtimmed, people liked it, it clicked, it fit in the kalim, you know, of how the people were thinking, right? So that was the way, and that was the godless. They put in new kalim, because the old kalim, we don't use these kalim anymore, for whatever reason, right? All right, so maybe we have to like continue the process of avada. We've got nowhere else to go, except being oiske sorasecha. But maybe there is a challenge to be mamid nu kalim for this door to hold the or, So when Be'ez Hashem, you know, when we do that, right, we will, right? Right, that's my take on it. Right, that's my take on it. Between Bimamid new Kalim to hold the ore, right, and with that we will, you know, the will be zocher when all the Kalim that need to be filled will be filled. That's when we'll have or chadash al tzion toyer, the new or will be minzgal because it already has been all the Kalim have been filled, and that's when we go l'tzion brina. But we're not going to go. Let's see him, Brandon, until let's go, Brandon. Chaim, chaim.